The question from Kubra from Saudi, she said, some people recite Al-Fatiha on everything they eat or any food they prepare, they recite Al-Fatiha on it. It seems to be some kind of practice or some kind of habit with some people. She says, shall I eat from their food or should I avoid it?
Unfortunately, we hear very extreme things. That of course their food is lawful. They mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it. However, there is a problem here, that converting a sunnah into an innovative act, and it messes up our act of worship. I don't understand. Was it prescribed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite Surah Al-Fatiha before cooking or slaughtering every meat? No, it was not. Oh, somebody would say, but it's a good thing, I think. Well, if you think it's a good thing, how come the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not think so? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the supplications to be recited upon slaughtering the animal, the supplication to be recited prior to eating and after eating, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for giving us the food and the drink. He taught us supplications to be recited whenever you're invited by a host. So after finishing eating, you pray for the host and his family. You find all those supplications in some books of Al-Azkar, compiles the authentic narrations of Al-Azkar about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Besides that, I should not do anything extra. If I happen once to, while cooking, recite Surah Al-Fatiha or Surah Al-Baqarah or the entire Quran, that's perfectly fine. But to make it as a habit, then that my children and my offsprings and my great-great-grandchildren would inherit that, then you would ask them, why did you so? Because my grandma taught me that you can never cook, you can never slaughter, you can never eat any meat without reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. That's a new religion. That's a new tradition. How come Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do so? By extreme love, you put yourself in the position of challenging Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you say that, that's a wonderful practice, this is a good thing, you're accusing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he knew a good thing and he did not tell us about it. While the case that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his death, he said, Allahumma ballaght, Allahumma fashah, oh Allah, I have delivered, oh Allah, bear witness that the message has been completed. Somebody would say, no, I do not mean that. I meant that he knew it, but he did not tell us about it. So he's putting himself in a bigger and a deeper pit, which is accusing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of not informing us, or because he did not want to, or he did not know about the privilege or the virtues of this supplication or this act of worship. Let's all come to an agreement. Let's all come to an agreement which would judge between the sunnah and the bid'ah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that every muhdatha is an act of bid'ah. Every new invention in the deen is an innovation. And every innovation leads astray. That's one thing. The second thing we need to agree to, that in the sound hadith, Allah the Almighty Himself says that there is nothing that can draw my servant closer to me better than what I have ordained upon him, al-fara'id. And if my servant would like to draw closer to me, he can do so. How? Through an-nawafil, the voluntary acts, the prescribed sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Concerning the prayers, there is plenty of voluntary acts, at-tatawwa. Concerning fasting, there is Mondays and Thursdays. There is 3 days of every month. There is the 6 wide days of Shawwal. There is the day of Arafah. There is the 10th day of Al-Muharram. And so on. There is plenty of sunnah to be practiced. Concerning zakat, there is the extra charity. Concerning Umrah and Hajj, more than what Allah has ordained. These are an-nawafil which will draw you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anything just based on your assumption that I think it's good and it should do me good and it has no reference in the Quran nor in the Sunnah, I tell you, unfortunately, you lost. You lost the time, you lost the effort, and have no reward whatsoever.
So it's a very serious issue.
Correct.
Yeah. Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikh.